something
we say.
We don't ask the Holy Spirit.
You
have to ask the expert.
You
have to ask everyone. This is Laodicea.
当我们读圣经的时候
when we read the Bible,
当你读教会历史预言的时候
when you read prophecy on church history,
你知道这四个教会是一直要等到主回来
you know that these four churches exist until the Lord's return
还有一个就是腓立比
one more is Philadelphia
所以很明显在主回来以前
so before the Lord returns
你看见这个怎么就是整个教会的趋势
this is the situation of the entire church
马拉基书就给我们看见
Malachi shows us
自从人从巴比伦回来以后
After people came back from Babylon, it was the condition of Sardis. It was the condition of Philadelphia. And the condition of Laodicea.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马拉基书的时候，
when you read Malachi,
你就看见说，其中一部分指着主耶稣第一次再来，那就指着犹太教怎么形成。
Part of it refers to how Judaism was formed before the Lord's first coming.
这里也告诉我们说，在我们的主第二次回来。
But before the Lord's second coming,
基督教是怎么形成？
It also shows us how Christianity will be formed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们现在回到马拉基书，
When we return to Malachi,
你看见神说话，
You see that God spoke,
人也说话，
And people spoke too.
这就是神学。
This is theology.
明白吗？如果神说我曾爱你，
If God said I have loved you,
我们没有话说，
We have nothing to say.
弟兄姊妹，除了神说话，我们还敢说什么？
If God speaks, how do we dare to say anything?
为什么在腓立比拉？为什么在啊腓立比拉教会
？In Thyatira.
为什么有耶西别的教训
？Where did the teaching of Jezebel come from?
耶西别的教训的教会说话。
Because the doctrine, the church, the doctrine of Jezebel spoke.
本来教会只有基督的话。
Originally, the church only had the word.
如果要说话，因为基督说话。
If anyone speaks, it's because Christ.
因为元首说话。
The head spoke.
现在呢，除了基督说话之外
，But now instead of just Christ，
教会也起来说话。
The church has also spoken.
你读圣经
，If you read the Bible，
你不知道玛利亚什么时候升天的。
You don't know when Mary went to heaven.
但如果教会说话的话
，But if the church spoke，
你知道玛利亚是哪一天升天的
？You know which day Mary ascended to heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马拉基书的时候
，So when you read Malachi，
你看见神说话。
You see, God spoke.
那些所谓爱主的，所谓回到耶路撒冷，他们也说话。
Those who supposedly loved the Lord also spoke.
他们不是代表巴比伦的人。
They don't represent those in Babylon.
他们是代表从马丁路德改革回来以后的这一班人。
They represent those who came back after Martin Luther.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看见当初犹太教怎么形成。
So when you consider how Judaism was formed,
你就知道基督教是怎么形成。
You also know how Christianity was formed.
所以现在我们来看。
So now let's take a look.
到底在马拉基书里面
In Malachi,
神怎么说话
How did God speak?
人又怎么说话
And how did people speak?
现在就给我们看见教会真的落到老底家的光
And it shows us that the church has fallen into the condition
特别主要回来以前
Especially before the Lord returns.
因为老底家教会那是末世的教会
Because Laodicea is the church of the end time.
他们最靠近最靠近主回来
They are closest to the Lord's return.
那弟兄姊妹我们要问一个问题
So brothers and sisters we ask
根据圣经的预言跟预表
According to Bible prophecy
到底在主回来以前
Before the Lord returns.
教会的光景是什么样的光
What is the condition of the church?
我们听说马老底家
We have heard of Laodicea.
也不冷也不热
It is neither warm nor cold.
我们没有想到就在我们的眼前
And we didn't realize that it is before our eyes.
现在我们要问说
But now we ask.
我们是不是不冷不热
Are we neither hot or cold?
也许我们是热的
Perhaps we are
我们看见别冷不冷不冷别人不冷不热
We see that other people are neither hot or cold.
也许你是腓立比他是老底家
Perhaps you are Philadelphia and they are Laodicea.
但是不管怎么样
Regardless.
现在我们要问
We ask.
主既然说不冷不热
Because God said you are neither hot nor cold.
现在到底是什么意思
So what does that mean?
因为老底家的人
Because the people of Laodicea
他以为他是富足
They thought they were rich.
所以他说我是富足的
So they said we are rich.
结果主怎么说
And what did God say?
你是贫穷瞎眼可怜
You are poor, wretched, and blind.
所以他们一定反驳说
So they definitely
我们在哪里贫穷
So then they reply where are we poor?
我们在哪里瞎眼
Where are we blind?
你明白吗？所以现在很清楚的。
So now it's very clear.
为什么人呢和神辩论呢
？So why do people have an argument with God?
这就证明说，老底家的光景。
This shows us that the condition of Laodicea
跟神眼中教会的光景并不一样。
Is already different from the condition in the eyes of God.
这叫什么
？What is that?
这就是着迷。
This is called being obsessed.
教会对自己着迷。
The church is obsessed with itself. An obsessed person.
他是看不见亮光。
They can't see light.
他以为自己很富足。
They thought that they are rich.
他以为自己并不瞎眼，并不贫穷。
They thought that they are not poor and they are not blind.
神说你是贫穷，瞎眼，可怜。
But God said that you are poor and you are blind.
神一定比你看得更清楚。
God definitely sees more clearly than you.
你说不？
Will you say no?
神说了，我也还要说。
If God speaks, I.
我对我自己是满意的。
I am satisfied with myself.
为什么？因为不止现在有人。
Because now there are not just.
而且很多的很多的人。
There are many people.
今天在美国，2000人以上的聚会就叫做 mega church.
In the U.S., a mega church has over 2,000 people.
所以像这样的 mega church 不知道有多少啊。
And we don't know how many mega churches there are.
看人，没有人。比他们更多。
If you look at people, they have the most.
他们的的确讲圣经。
They indeed speak the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，现在不要忘记。不管这个基督教是圣殿的模式还是会堂的模式。
So brothers and sisters, regardless if it is the form of the temple or the form of the synagogue.
慢慢慢慢你看见说那个已经是这样。
You see that it has already become a religion.
所以你不只看见撒底教会。
You don't just see Sardis.
你也看见老底家教会。
You also see Laodicea.
同时当然你也看见这圣者的呼召那就是菲勒铁菲教会。
And you also see Philadelphia, the call of the overcomers.
所以当我们读马拉基书的
So when we read Malachi,
我想我们需要从主的话里面
We have to look in the word of God.
我们能明白过来
That we can understand.
到底在主回来以前
Before the Lord returns,
教会会落到一个什么样的光景
What kind of condition will the church fall into?
那昨天晚上我们说过
Last night we said,
神说我曾经爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
他们说你还在何事上爱我
They said, how have you loved us?
如果你爱我们
If you loved us,
为什么有巴比伦
Why was there Babylon?
如果你爱我们
If you loved us,
我们为什么被掳到巴比伦
Why were we taken captive to
Babylon? 如果你爱我们应该让我们人就留在耶路撒冷
If you loved us, we should stay in Jerusalem.
你为什么这样把我们抛到遥远的地方
Why did you send us to afar?
巴比伦也征服过叙利亚
Babylon also took over Syria.
巴比伦也征服过埃及啊
Babylon has also taken over Egypt.
为什么叙利亚跟埃及没有连根拔起抛到遥远的巴比伦
Why were the people of Syria and Egypt not taken away from their homes?
神，你为什么这么样对待我们
So God, why did you treat us this way?
神说我曾爱你们
God said, I have loved you.
他说你在什么事上爱我
They said, but how have you loved us?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在这个时候神要开他的眼睛
Now God will open our eyes.
那就是拣选的爱
That is the love of choosing.
有爱，雅各蒙拣选是没有条件。
Jacob was chosen without any requirement.
但是我们的主就是无缘无故的看上了雅各。
But God decided to look upon Jacob.
你这虫雅各。
So you are a worm, Jacob.
我们的神有意思要把毛毛虫变成一只蝴蝶。
Our God has the purpose of changing the caterpillar into the butterfly.
这就是爱。
This is love.
你怎么知道是爱？
How do you know this is love?
爱就证明说你仍旧在他的手里。
Love shows that we are in his hands.
他当初没有拣选以东。
He did not choose Edom.
所以后来以东荒凉。
So later Edom became desolate.
神就让他永远荒凉。
And God let it remain desolate forever.
但是为什么以色列人70年他们要回来？
But why did the Israelites come back after
70 years? 为什么他们的脚站在耶路撒冷？
Why did their feet stand in Jerusalem?
因为神给他们回头的爱。
Because God gave them the grace to return.
神再给他们一次机会。
God gave them another opportunity.
神医治好了他们的病。
God healed their sickness.
他们本来拜偶像的。
They used to worship idols.
现在不拜了。
Now they don't.
神重新把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
God brought them back to Jerusalem.
神给他们回头的恩典。
And God gave them the grace of coming back.
因为神的恩召是没有后悔的。
Because God's grace has no regret.
神一次爱我们就永远爱。
If God loves us once, He loves us forever.
神以永远的爱来爱我们。
God loves us with an eternal love.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？这些人误会神的爱。
These people misunderstood God's love.
然后下面神怎么说呢
？And what did God say after?
藐视我们的祭司啊！万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里？
A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你
But you say, how have we despised your name?
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't this amazing?
这些明明是回到耶路撒冷。
These people came back to Jerusalem.
他们应该学会敬畏神。
They should have learned to fear the Lord.
神说了不会错的。
What God says can't be wrong.
神不会冤枉。
God won't misunderstand.
你没有做的事，神不会说你做了这个事，不会的。
God won't falsely accuse you for doing something.
神说你藐视就是藐视。
If God says that you have not despised His name, then you did. But they had no feeling.
他们觉得他们从来没有做过这个事。
They felt that they had never done this.
所以他们说我们在什么事上藐视你的名呢？
So they asked, how have we despised your name?
你拿一点给我看看，你点出来给我看看。
So show me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是老底家教会的情形。
So this is the condition of Laodicea.
这就是末世教会的情形。
This is the condition of the end church.
然后第七节。
In verse 7,
你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？
You are presenting defiled food upon my altar, but you say, how have we defiled you?
因为你们说神的桌子是可以藐视的。
In that you say the table of the Lord is to be defiled.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你，岂能看你的情面吗？
But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly?
这些是在巴比伦是没有的。
These things did not exist in Babylon.
因为巴比伦没有圣殿。
Because there was no temple in Babylon.
巴比伦也不会有献祭的祭司。
And there were no priests doing sacrifice in Babylon.
就是因为他们回到耶路撒冷。
But they came back to Jerusalem.
就是因为他们顺服神。
They obey God.
就是他们被神呼召回到耶路撒冷。
They were called by God back to Jerusalem.
所以有了圣殿。
So then there was temple.
所以有了祭司。
Then there were the priests.
但是弟兄姊妹，神说，如果要献祭，应该是没有瑕疵的。
But God said that you should offer a sacrifice without blemish.
结果他们把瞎眼的、瘸腿的献上。
But they presented the blind and the lame.
这些羊、这些祭牲是有瑕疵的。
So these sacrifices were imperfect.
他们献上的他们没有感觉。
And when they offered it, they had no feeling.
当然没有感觉。
Of course not.
现在是物资缺乏的时候。
Now is the time where they lacked necessity.
那献献牛献羊已经太好太好。
Isn't it good enough that we can just offer lambs?
过去所罗门做王的时候。
When Solomon was king,
他只要把国库一打开，牛和羊没有瑕疵的牛和羊就源源不断就来。
You could find the spotless lambs and the oxen from your treasure.
但是现在怎么可能还能献上没有瑕疵的羊？
But now, how can we offer the perfect lamb?
所以不要忘记，所谓的神学
，so theology，
到了应用的时候，马上就转换。
When it is used, it immediately changes.
明白吗？所以很清楚的，主就提醒他们。
So God reminded them.
不管怎么。
That no matter what,
当你献上瞎眼的、瘸腿的
，when you present the blind and the lame,
你就等于把污秽的食物献上。
You are offering defiled food.
为什么
？Why?
因为你们说耶和华的桌子是可以藐视。
In that you say the table of the Lord is to be despised.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是很奇妙的。
But sisters, this is an amazing prophecy.
你如果再读下去
，if you keep reading.
你看见神是怎么说的
？You see what God said.
我们好不好再读下去
？Let's keep reading.
第九节
，verse 9。
现在我劝你们恳求神
，but now you will not entreat God's favor.
他好施恩于我们
，that He may be gracious to us.
这望见的事既有你们经手，你岂能看你们的情面吗
？With such an offering on your part, will He receive any of you kindly?
这是万军之耶和华说的
，says the Lord of hosts.
下面完全叫人跌破眼镜。
And this causes you to be completely shocked.
如果不是神自己说的，那弟兄姊妹没有一个人敢相信这个话。
If God did not say that himself, no one would believe it.
如果不是神说的
，If God did not say,
所以犹太教里面护卫犹太教都要起来保护犹太教。
All those who are in Judaism will try to protect themselves.
所以第十节怎么说
？So what did verse 10 say?
第十节代表神的愿望。
This is God's hope.
在旧约里看见有祭物。
You see that there are sacrifices in the Old Testament.
而那个祭物是残缺的祭物。
And those sacrifices are imperfect.
只有一个祭物是没有残缺。
Only one is not.
只有耶稣基督是没有残缺。
Only Jesus has no imperfection.
他是无瑕无疵的羔羊。
He is the perfect spotless lamb.
他献上。
He was offered.
当然就 完全的献上。
Of course, he was completely offered.
所以明白吗？在旧约。
So in the Old Testament,
你怎么献都是没有瑕疵。
No matter,
都是有瑕疵。
No matter how you offer it, it is imperfect.
主耶稣的无瑕无疵来说。
When you compare it to God's perfection, the Lord's.